Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett took a beating this week in poll numbers, showing him trailing Democrat Tom Wolf by as much as 30 percentage points. He's widely considered the most vulnerable incumbent governor in the nation. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies joins us now. And Dave, does this come as much of a surprise?
Well, it's a bit of a surprise that all of the effort that the governor and his campaign have put into making their case to voters hasn't put more of a dent in Democrat Tom Wolf's lead. You know, Dave, we've had three independent university polls now over the last 2 weeks that show him in with trailing by margins ranging from 24 to 30 points. We should add there are a couple of polls that show it closer, about 11 points. One, a traditionally Republican pollster, another an internet-based poll. But it's just not good news for the governor.
And now about 7.5 weeks out from Election Day, what's he doing about it?
Well, he started this week addressing the education funding issue with an ad countering this notion that he has cut education funding. And by Wednesday, 2 days later, Tom Wolf had come back with an ad responding to the governor. Let's listen to just a bit of these. We'll hear Governor Corbett's ad, then quickly into Wolf's response.
Tom Wolf and his special interest groups have spent millions trying to mislead you that I cut education spending. As they say, the numbers don't lie.
Don't believe Tom Corbett's TV ad. The facts speak for themselves. Tom Corbett cut $1 billion from our schools. He took an axe to education. Tom Corbett. Can't trust him on education. Can't trust him to be for us.
So we have these completely contradictory claims on school funding. I think there are ways that each can support his side by judicious use of some information. But the reality is that the polls show that voters blame Corbett for declines in education funding, which have exerted pressure on property taxes. It's a problem for him.
You've followed countless campaigns. Is there enough time for the governor to recover?
Yeah, I mean, this is a long way to come back. But yeah, we're still nearly 2 months from Election Day. I think what we can see so far is that the governor's efforts to persuade voters alone don't seem to be enough. But there's always the unpredictable event. We have three debates coming up. Maybe there will be a gaffe. If some information were to arise which would raise a serious question about Tom Wolf's integrity or judgment or fitness to serve, that could change the shape of things. But I think it's going to take some kind of new information, some external event to really change the shape of the race.
Also this week, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter and Councilman Jim Kenney reconciled their differences over a bill to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana in the city, though the two remain bitter rivals in city government. Joining me now to discuss Nutter and Kenney's personal friction and the marijuana bill is WHYY's Holly Otterbein. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Dave. So City Council actually passed a similar bill by James Kenney earlier this year to decriminalize possession of small amounts of pot, but Mayor Nutter did not sign it right away. He called it, quote, simplistic, and his police commissioner said if it became law, he would not enforce it. Kenney and advocates for decriminalization responded by plying Nutter with phone calls and letters. Kenney even set up a hotline for people to call and talk about how being busted for pot has affected their lives. The Nutter administration said it had concerns about the legislation running afoul of state law and thought it should be studied more. But Kenney insisted that the mayor's opposition was personal.
My name's on it, number one. And secondly, he just does. I mean, if you look at the issues that he has,